Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us, and we're talking swimming today. We head back to New South Wales in Australia to touch base with Wes Thompson. And before we get into that story, don't forget, as always, you can support the podcast by becoming a patron. As little as a dollar a month helps us keep things going. And it's as simple as you just deciding you want to buy me a cup of coffee a month. It's as simple as that. And if you do, you get your name into the draw. We've got some cool goodies that are being thrown into that pot. I'm in talks with a couple of businesses. There might be some more prizes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But right now, there is an entry to a half Ironman event that you can win. $350 is what it's worth, and all you need to do if you'd like to be part of that is head over to the konaedge.com/win or just text the word Ironman to 44222 and I'll send you all the details. That's Ironman to 44222. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to New South Wales in Australia to catch up with Wes Thompson. Wes, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Brad. Yeah, great to be here again. Thank you.
Wes, let's talk about your swim. You're a self-confessed, I don't want to say water baby, but you grew up surfing, so water's played a massive part in your life. You must have found it pretty easy to make that transition, swimming with a surfboard slightly different, but you're pretty comfortable in the water, and it does make a big difference if you've got that sort of background.
It certainly does, especially as far as open water swimming goes. Very comfortable swimming open water, especially when it's rough and there's swell. Whenever there's a triathlon involving open water, or it's an open bay, I'm pretty comfortable. Unfortunately, the surfing side of things doesn't translate to being a great swimmer. It does give you a lot of confidence in open water, though.
I'm sure it does. As far as things you've done over time that you think have really moved the needle in your swim, can you put it down to a few things?
Yeah, I can. I think I left it a long time before I did anything about it, but actually having a swim coach have a look at my stroke and video me swimming so I could actually see what it looked like and point out exactly what I was doing wrong. And that's fairly sobering. When that happens, and for the sake of hiring a swim coach for a few sessions for half an hour at a time, I can't recommend that highly enough. There's bang for your buck right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always joke about on the podcast where you think you're swimming like Michael Phelps until you see yourself in video, and then not so much,
yep.
Unfortunately.
That's it. That's it, mate. Exactly.
You mentioned in our first chat, are you not a big one on sort of training in groups? Do you swim in a swim squad, or do you tend to do most of your stuff on your own?
I do. I do when I have to. In the lead up to an Ironman race, I will knuckle down with my swimming. I do swim in the local squad here when it's on. We do have Clayton Patel. He's a local in the area here. I think he's ranked number two as far as Ironman swimmers in the world currently. So it's good bloke to have in your corner. We do some squad swimming at the local pools, but I mix it up. I am fortunate where I live to have a handful of quality 50-meter pools within half an hour's drive, and I'm lucky to have two open water bodies to swim in, one being a saltwater estuary bay and I do have a freshwater lake literally 5 minutes from the house. So, and there's also the option for open water swimming up at Byron Bay, which is nice. And there's no shortage of options for open water here, so very lucky.
Do you mix it up quite a bit? I mean, what sort of percentage would you do open water as opposed to in a pool?
Open water and pool. Well, I firmly believe that the amount of volume I do swimming, I think there's a limit to how much swimming I can do and how much net gain I'm going to get from it. I'm not one to go to the pool and swim for an hour and a half and clock up 4.5 Ks. I know what sort of swimmer I am. I know what I can do, and I've got a pretty good idea of where the improvements are going to come from, and it's just it's consistency. It's probably more shorter swims than bigger, longer sets that frankly bore me. So I'd rather hit the pool, get in, get out, and I really enjoy getting out to these doing my open water swimming, especially when it's you got a nice sunny day and it's water's warm and you can just get out and swim with a purpose. You don't just go out and aimlessly swim around the bays. You do have to focus on what you're doing and try and get value from every swim. But that's where the enjoyment is just getting out and doing the open water. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the pool. I admit that. That's probably the part of triathlon I dislike the most is trying to get to the pool, have a swim, and get in there, get it done, basically. Yeah.
You sound to me, by what you're saying, is you're more a sort of shorter sessions more often than a longer one less often, if that makes sense. How many times a week would you generally swim in a sort of building block in the build-up to an Ironman?
Yeah. I swim at least no less than 3 times and probably 4 times, in a week leading up in the build. So not massive volume. I think the net gains are with the other two disciplines. Even though I'm not a great swimmer, I'm probably the top third. If I have a look at my rankings and whatever, I can, with a wetsuit swim in salt water, I can swim, I think my best swims are 56. So, I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As far as workouts you love doing, what are some of your favorite things to do in the water?
Well, besides the obvious open water, swim, on a beautiful sunny day with crystal clear water and whatever. If I'm at the pool, if I've got a pool set, it's probably just swimming 400s, with the warm up, and just building some 400s, and then probably like a little bit of a pyramid, and then bringing it back down with and just finishing out with 3 Ks. That'll do. But just with some intensity and with some, warming up and warming down to bookend it.
Tell me about making the decision to almost like the law of diminishing or diminishing returns, where you decide, I could spend an extra 2 hours in the pool, but I'm only going to make up X amount of time, as opposed to spending that out on the bike or the run. It's a tough decision that a lot of triathletes need to make, and sometimes some triathletes don't make it. They end up spending too much time in the water where they could actually spend that or better spend that time on the bike or on the run. Your thinking around that, how did you make that decision? You go, well, that works for me.
Well, I think there's a lot of triathletes that swim. What's the point of swimming, 4K set if you're doing it wrong? If you've got the same bad habits, if you've got some technical flaws, I can't see the point in doing these massive sets when you could go to some shorter sets, have a coach. Carson, I have your video. You can go home and have a look, see what you need to do, and come back and just maybe think about your technique a little bit more and focus on that rather than just pumping out volume, because that's what triathletes do.
Absolutely.
Or should do.
Absolutely.
Inverted commas.
Wes, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated.
Good on you, Brad. Thank you, mate.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge today. Thanks again to Wes. We're back again with another edition tomorrow. Before I go, though, another iTunes review, and keep them coming. They really do help us grow the podcast. This one coming in from Believe in South Africa, my countryman, saying the podcasts are great and the guests are amazing. Other than my coach, this has been the most reliable source of insights from age groupers like me and pros, of course. Thank you, Brad, for the informative information. I'm on hashtag the Kona Edge. Fantastic. Believe in South Africa. Thank you so much for being in touch, and thank you for leaving that review. Until tomorrow, have yourself a superb day. We'll chat then. Cheers.